man is basically good. And when he finds out that he's being very, very bad, he restrains himself from action. And restraining himself from action goes from merely not being as able or not doing as much or not reaching as far, goes straight on down to blowing himself off of any location he's in. See, he's in a location, he said, I might do some damage in this location, therefore I'm going to blow myself off of this location. So you get overts and withholds, eventually resulting in a blow-off. It even makes him change space. He makes himself change space. People have automatic mechanisms to this degree, that when they find that they are consistently doing wrong and they just can't do right and that's it, why, they just blow themselves off. They have automatic execution mechanisms too, by the way, that when they can't blow themselves off, they chop themselves up. I ran into a PC one time, had an automatic guillotine, and every time he found he was doing wrong, guillotine cut the front of his head off. You wonder what this somatic was. It used to come and go. Well, that's what the somatic was. Well, when they can't trust themselves and can't blow themselves off and can't execute themselves, then we get down to a lower level where they substitute for themselves a machine which they mock up as trustworthy. And of course, about this time, their idea of trustworthiness is totally for the birds and seagulls, you know. I mean, it's over the hill and gone. And of course, a machine is only as good as it stays machining. And you don't find a thetan there anymore. You find the thetan over in left field, the machine occupying the spot where the thetan should be. That's a machine case. Now, there's a lower case than this, and that is the insane case, and there's various gradients of insane. After they go on a machine or something like this, and they totally can't trust themselves at all, then they fix themselves up so they can't do anything, which leaves anything they have ever set up before on total automatic. They're not responsible now. Of course, the gradient scale, as we go down the line, we have followed the degree of less and less and less responsibility. We're now approaching bottom. The individual can't even die, so he goes insane. And that's the level below dying. You see, the person isn't there anymore. There's nobody responsible for being anything. And he hopes by this lack of direction that he will not be destructive. But it's just a far cry. It's just one of these pale hopes. It's nothing. Of course, the bottom scale of the insane case is the catatonic, the person who simply lies there all the time, totally motionless, totally insane. That's one of the roughest ones to get off and get up. There's nothing below that. Unless maybe it's an insane case that is no longer in a body and can't get one. We wouldn't know about that case, and you'll never find one to process. You needn't worry about it.